Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It's Monday here on the show, and I'm here. I almost wasn't here today. I'll talk about it after the break. But, you know, like old Darren Young, no days off. That was Darren Young, right? Even though I have a day off coming on Thursday. But you see, when I take Monday off, my whole week gets all screwed up. Because then I think Tuesday is Monday, and I think Wednesday is... I just had to do it today. Come hell or high water. So, we got a lot to talk about. It was a busy weekend. There was a Saturday night's main event. There was a SmackDown. There was a Collision. This coming Saturday is the Royal Rumble. And for those of you asking, yes, my buddy Mark will be doing the Royal Rumble show, the post show coming up on Saturday night for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. So we'll talk about the Royal Rumble, the Go Home Raw here tonight. There's a Go Home SmackDown on Friday. We'll talk about all the shows that took place this past weekend, as well as upcoming shows, Raw tonight and NXT. And Dynamite coming up on Wednesday. We've also got an update on when another WWE show is going to be kicking off. This WWE LFG. LFG! You know what that stands for, right? Well, you don't. I'll tell you what it actually stands for. And we'll also talk about the passing of Colonel DeBeers, who I would say I knew quite well for a couple of years there, but I've not talked to him in a long, long time. We got some updates on the transfer portal and Paul White and Omos and plenty more. If you want to text us today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Darren Young, yes. And F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. You name it, we've got it for less. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath, tools, paint, and more. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, let's get out of the way first. At some point during the show, I'm out of here. Hopefully not for very long. But there's a leak somewhere on this property. And that's all I know right now. So there's a fella here. And for sure, there's one of the toilets appears to have water running perpetually, which it's not supposed to do. So he's working on that. And then in the garage, there is a you turn on the hose outside, you plug the hose into the gimmick, whatever. Anyway, when you turn that on, water comes out the other side. So that's definitely needs to be repaired. So hopefully, when those two things are fixed. He'll check the gimmick out front, and there will be no more water running, okay? If that doesn't fix the problem, probably something under the house. So let's all pray together that it's just the upstairs toilet and the spigot outside of the garage. You can hear him right now drilling. So anyway, about an hour and a half ago, he said it'd be about an hour. I don't even think he's finished the outside one yet, so... If he finishes during the show, he's going to call, and I got to go pay. So that's what's going on.
Sounds like this could be expensive.
Well, I mean, it could be much more expensive if it's not. Yeah. These two here are $1,500. $1,500. God.
Now, how did you find this out? Did you find out because you had an unusually high water bill for the quarter, or did something start spurting?
So I knew there was an issue with the hose outside. Okay, because when you turn it on, it leaks out of the other side of the garage wall, right? But if it's not on, it doesn't do anything. So like I was gonna get that worked on, but I don't turn it on at all in the winter. It's freezing out. So it wasn't until I got a letter saying that it appears that you've got a leak from the water company.
Ooh.
So then it was like, okay, well.
It's bad when they're telling you.
Well, then I thought about it and I was like, so if I turn it on and water's coming out, that's a problem. So maybe when it's turned off, it's still leaking. So I was hoping that's all that it was and they could just fix that. But we'll find out soon enough, everybody. No, there is no GoFundMe, but I mean... Anybody wants to buy a cameo or something? Every little bit helps. Anyway, when the guy calls, I'll find out what the deal is. Hopefully it's good news. Otherwise, Mike's in charge forever.
Yeah, really, because you're going to have to go down there and put your finger in it like that kid who way back in the day put his finger in the dike.
No, that's not the problem.
Oh.
The problem would be it's underneath the house. That's a problem.
I know. I went through this last year, and it was awful, and it was expensive, and then they had to seal everything off, which was even more expensive. So I'm pulling for you and your homeowner's insurance payments.
I'm just paying the $1,500.
Well, for now.
I mean, if it's significantly more,
if something underneath, then you're going to have to put in a claim because you're not coming with that out of pocket. Then again, you have that kind of folded money in your pocket. You just come out with like 20
grand. Kidding
me?
You kidding me? I'll call them immediately. All right. Yeah, you want to get that guy on the show and have him explain it?
Explain why subscriptions are now going to be $19.99 a month?
So we'll start off with a scoop for everybody. But it's one of those scoops where I don't know exactly what's going on. Okay, so listen.
It's a half a scoop.
Well, I can tell you this for sure. So I talked about it on Observer Radio yesterday. Apollo Crews got hurt on SmackDown, okay? If you watched the show, Johnny Gargano gave him a back cracker in the ropes. And this dude went down and immediately grabbed like his shoulder and his pec. And he did not move his arm the rest of the match. And they finished the match. But, like, afterwards, I mean, that guy got out of there, and he got backstage as quick as possible. And I don't know if it's a pec. I don't know if it's a shoulder. I do know that they are trying to check out and see what's going on. So he did get hurt on that spot. That I can confirm. And hopefully it's not too serious, and hopefully he is back fairly soon. But he looked good in that match after not being in action forever. So hopefully he's all right. Then we got this. I presumed I knew what WWE LFG stood for. Apparently not.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it stands for WWE Legends and Future Greats.
You didn't know this?
No. Legends and Future Greats. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway.
Level up.
It is an action-packed competitive series, which is good. I don't like dull, non-competitive series.
We're putting it on C-SPAN 4.
It'll feature 16 WWE prospects trying to earn a spot on NXT. Have you ever watched NXT? My God, imagine. Matches taped at the Performance Center.
So it's going to be the original NXT segments they used to have on the show with competitions and such. Because one thing WWE does not have right now is a reality show to sell. And this is kind of a reality show that they could probably sell.
Well, it's on A&E.
Mm-hmm.
It will resume on February 16th with WWE LFG at 8, WWE Rivals at 9:30, and then WWE's Greatest Moments at 10:30. So you're telling me this is a 90-minute show every week?
There hasn't been a block that unwatched since Joe Pettisino.
An hour and a half of WWE LFG?
Yes.
All right.
It's good. Hey, look, if you're A&E, I don't know anybody that really watches any of those shows they come on Sunday, but apparently the biographies and greatest legends and whatever stuff they have, it's got an audience. And A&E was willing to spend money on this, and it's one of, obviously they wanted to theme an entire day around it. So, I mean, knock yourself out if you're WWE. I mean, I hate the fact that there's so much content from both companies, but that's just the situation you're in. You can't turn down that kind of money and pump out basically, I don't want to say mindless programming, but essentially that's what it is that, you know, obviously they want.
Well, it says here that we've got Triple H, Shawn Michaels, The Undertaker.
Is Lee fitting there?
Booker T.
Well, of course.
Mickie James and Bubba Ray.
Sure.
Will all have roles guiding talent. These participants will receive world-class coaching from these individuals.
From Bully Ray?
Yes.
I know.
And I can't wait.
Yes. Well.
I got to at least watch one episode. Maybe it'll be one of those shows that's just like golden content every week.
Oh, you're going to know in whatever trailer they send out there, if you have people crying, like the girl crying because Bully Ray is screaming at her, or like you're going to be able to tell from whatever they give you if you should check it out or not. If they don't give you something in that teaser, then it's really going to be boring. So.
Actually, is that true? A&E isn't on YouTube TV?
No.
How the heck do I watch A&E then?
You can pick it
Which
up
of these 85 goofy streaming services am I going to have to watch? Is it going to be on Peacock? Let's see here. A&E.
Is A&E on the cock?
Mike, please. Let's see where I can watch A&E. Why does this not help me here?
I don't know, but if you can find like a little bundle service that has the all cartoon MeTV with the old cartoons on it, let me know.
Let's see. A&E.
Yeah, that's another thing, by the way, is you look for it for Vice TV and the anything that comes on there, like the new season of Dark Side and this UFC one, MMA one that they're doing. I mean, the carriage on Vice TV is almost nil now, so I don't know how anybody is seeing that.
All right, I'm going to find out if this is going to be on Peacock as well, because I'm not sure. What's A&E affiliated with? Is this going to be
found
like
it.
On
Hulu Live TV has A&E.
Hulu, but that's it?
Hulu, well, DirecTV, Philo, and Sling.
Dom.
So I have none of those.
Can you find out if it's going to be available on Hulu to watch in a couple days afterwards, if they have the like next day on that something?
I will look, yes.
Thank you, Dom. Dom is like my own personal AI assistant.
Concierge.
He is like a concierge.
Dom by elegance.
I don't know about that. Met him? Dom, I love you, but I think you would agree that you are not elegant.
Hey, he
correct?
Sent me insomnia cookies, so I'll call him whatever he wants if he says.
He hit that
cookies.
Music as fast as he could after that. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
To your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dom?
Yes.
What did we determine, Dom?
It looks like A&E, most of their content is on Hulu. I opened the Hulu app and I found the first 48, Storage Wars, all of the A&E staples.
So Hulu?
Yeah.
Which I don't have. Okay. God, after this plumbing
thing, I ain't going to have Hulu TV.
After this plumbing incident. I can tell you that much now.
Got to have to go back to the Xfinity. Fun Monday!
Hmm.
What you got there?
Just looking at some info about this this show.
Streaming numbers for this show?
Oh. No, about LFG.
Ah.
Well, apparently they're paying a lot of money for LFG because I guess it is 90 minutes a week. And it's got all the big stars, so.
All the stars are there. Vicky James and Bully Ray.
Sure.
Booker T.
Yeah.
Will Triple H be on every week, or do you think, I just want to see him be like a villain, like a head on a screen that comes on at the end of every episode to vote somebody off the island.
Yes. I got a lot going on, Mike. Talk.
Obviously you do. You seem to be laboring right now. You know, there's a Royal Rumble's coming up. Only 4 matches on that thing. I don't know if everybody's seen that. And they barely announced anybody. It's amazing with everything that's been going on right now that it almost seems like Royal Rumble's been in the backseat because we've had the debut on Netflix. We've had a couple of Saturday night's main events, and I'm sure we're going to get into that a little bit later on as well, too. But the Royal Rumble finally coming up February, the first time I believe it's ever been in February. And it's only going to be 4 matches, and Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens is going to be one of them, and DIY against the Motor City Machine Guns, 2 out of 3 falls for the tag team titles. But the 2 Royal Rumbles, there's a lot of kind of drama there, and I'm sure some of it's going to be sorted out tonight during Raw, but only 10 men have been announced for the Rumble, and only 7 women have been announced so far. So there's a lot of people who could be involved in it, and with the women, you got Nia Jax, Bayley, Charlotte, Naomi, Bianca, Liv Morgan, and Raquel Rodriguez. And from there, you got a lot of NXT talent who's never been involved in a Royal Rumble. I don't think Fallon Henley has been in one, but this would probably be the year. Kalani Jordan, if you wanted to replicate a Kofi Kingston spot, you got women like Kalani Jordan who could do that if you wanted to put her in the match. Jordan Grace. Who knows what's going to be up with her for this year, if she's going to be in NXT full-time or not. But it's interesting. Masha Slamovich, plus, like Brian mentioned, with Becky Lynch, you could have her coming back. You could have Asuka coming back as well.
Well, so here's the thing. So I got a couple of things on this, especially regarding the women. And yes, this person notes, by the way, Dakota Kai is injured again. Do you need to have 3 guesses as to what happened?
I tell you what, though, Bill Watts was so excited about that, he's going in retro, putting it in the open to Mid-South Wrestling. That was one hell of a drop kick.
I told you guys last week, the second I saw that drop kick in the response, it was like, oh my God. And then, as always, everybody on Twitter's telling me, no, you're wrong, it's just selling, blah, blah, blah.
How can they say that? Oh my God.
Because you know what I've learned? I've learned, and this is why I try not to engage that much, you are going to find a large number of people who are going to disagree with anything you say, okay? It doesn't matter what it is. I could tweet, it is very sunny here in Bothell, and somebody with a name like Bothell8842 is going to say, but it's raining where I'm at! Whatever, okay? Anyway, she got killed by that dropkick. She's now injured. So I don't know if she's going to make it to the Rumble.
Well,
now,
people were saying she was loopy. It's not like there was any, you know,
she was not loopy. Did you see her sit up?
I know, but God. Even after, like, people were saying that. So
yes.
I don't know.
Now, The question here, why would they announce more entrants? Keep things a secret. Well, here's one of the issues that WWE has.
Now some.
And that is, if you only announce 7 people for the Royal Rumble, okay? Now, all of a sudden, the fans are expecting like 23 big surprises. And then it's like out comes, you know, no offense to anybody, but like Meechin, out comes Piper. And like these people that were unannounced, people are like, oh, I know that person. Oh, I saw them. So I'm fine with like keeping a few entrants secret because you are going to have some big returns. But you don't want to go out there and just say, well, we're going to have a 30-woman or a 30-man Rumble. And here's 9 people that you know are going to be in it, and the rest are all going to be surprises. Because once you tell people that, they're expecting a large number of surprises. So, obviously, you know, I'm not saying this 100% because I don't know, but we know, actually, we do know Charlotte's going to be back because they advertised her on SmackDown. Charlotte, Royal Rumble, she's coming back then. Becky, I am, like, virtually certain she'll be in the Rumble. Alexa Bliss, okay, there is actually something going on with Alexa Bliss, but I was told, like, it's not like a big deal. It's like, well, here's the offer. Well, how about this? We're in that stage. I would be surprised if she was not in the Royal Rumble.
The Pete Alonso of WWE.
Yeah, we're going to have some TNA names, obviously, some NXT names, and that's that. But, you know, you don't want people thinking, you know, we're going to have 10 giant surprises, and then you have, like, 3.
Well, for the men's, we are going to get a giant surprise. I don't know how much it's a surprise anymore.
Actually, we don't know we will get that surprise, but it is presumed we will get that surprise.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Since it's in Indianapolis, how can Pat McAfee not be in this match at least for a
moment? That's who you were talking about?
Hold on. But then you're going to need to get Pat McAfee out of there. And after there's a everybody laid out somehow and Pat McAfee's in there celebrating, out comes Omos. Not with one half of the GHC titles around his waist. No, just Omos comes out there and Pat can eliminate himself or they can do some sort of spot where Omos picks him up, throws him out, and that's how you can get rid of him. But it's hard for me to believe that with the way things went down, Omos is not going to be involved and be one of the 20 people that are still left to be announced.
All right, what else have we got here? Oh, we must talk about the passing of Colonel DeBeers. So,
easy Ed.
I knew Colonel. We called him the Colonel. And this would have been... So, I started wrestling. Oh, hey, take over for a sec. Talk about Ed while I get this.
You got it. I'll lay down the backstory for everybody here while Brian's gone. Ed Waskowski was a veteran wrestler of the 70s and 80s, best known as Colonel DeBeers on AWA television from 1986 through 1990. He passed away on Wednesday, just 12 days after he turned 80 years old. In addition to the AWA, Waskowski was a big name, as Brian is going to tell you, and as I'm sure Jim Valley is going to tell you this week on Wrestling Observer Live. I'm really interested to see if Jim has anybody on to talk about Ed Waskowski, because he was such a big name in the Pacific Northwest and such a regular there for so long. 20 years he was there for, had a prominent tag team with Buddy Rose in the late 1970s, not only in Portland, where they were the Northwest tag team champions, but also in Roy Shire's San Francisco territory, where he was not only one half of the NWA World Tag Team Champions in that area with Buddy Rose, but he also picked up the United States Heavyweight Championship as well. He was a native of St. Joseph, Missouri, and got broken into the business by old-time promoter Gust Karras, and he was trained by Ronnie Etchinson and Harley Race, among others, including Lord Littlebrook, who was one of the big trainers out there as well, too. In the early 1980s, Waskowski had a role in WWF for a little while, worked 2 TV tapings with Freddie Blassie as his manager. He was the Polish Prince, and you can go onto YouTube and see him there. In fact, a lot of his career you can see, not much from the Florida stuff, but Mid-South, he was there as well, too. He used to team up with Mike George, and I think they were the Mid-South Tag Team Champions for a little while, and I believe that may be available in the Mid-South stuff that's up on the network, like the 81. It would be around there. It would be very, very early. But later on in his career, he and Buddy Rose opened up a training center in Portland, and he did that into the 2000s, as Brian is also going to tell you. In 2004, he was honored by the Cauliflower Alley Club in the final, then had his final match the following year in 2005 at Wrestle Reunion. He teamed up with Buddy Rose one more time and Bob Orton Jr., and they took on Roddy Piper, Superfly Jimmy Snuka, and Jimmy Valiant. Superfly Snuka was probably, there were a couple of very infamous things with Colonel DeBeers. I mean, I don't know how many of you out there know the story, because they didn't put this one in the Iron Claw, where Colonel DeBeers was wrestling Kerry Von Erich during an AWA show in November of 1988, and he went to put a leg lock on him and took off Kerry's prosthetic foot. Kerry rolled under the ring, had to put that back on. It was something that was a, you know, nobody believed if the story was true or not, but it absolutely ended up happening. But he was really infamous because the Colonel DeBeers character that he had came into being at a time where there was a lot of attention on apartheid in South Africa. People going to play Sun City, and there was, in boxing, it was a really big deal where the WBC and the IBF would not allow South African boxers to challenge for titles. That's how isolated South Africa was at that time in the world, and that's how much drama was going on there. And he took that when he went to the AWA and just worked it to the hilt. He was Colonel DeBeers because of the DeBeers diamond mines, and he never said it directly, but it was always, you know, kind of just intimated that he was related to them somehow. But because of the racist aspects of South Africa, that's what he really played up. And there was a scene on AWA Championship Wrestling. I remember seeing it after SportsCenter on ESPN, where DeBeers pile drove Snuka a bunch of times, called him an animal. He was bleeding everywhere, and it was a feud. It was an old time. Unfortunately, it was old heat. It was using race to get heat, and he was successful with that enough on a small scale that he continued on with it into the 90s, when the UWF promotion of Herb Abrams came into being, and he pretty much did the same thing by saying he didn't want a black referee to referee his matches, and Iceman King Parsons ended up feuding with him. But you also see some stuff out there about him feuding with Scott Hall as well, too, in the AWA, where he would call him a big jacked up anabolic steroid freak. And so he just...
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now, with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I have returned.
You have.
Half. So, I paid.
Ooh, how
for,
much?
For those of you who want to buy cameos and or a GoFundMe.
How many zeros on that thing?
$1,674.43. Mm. Now, this is actually good news because he fixed the garage issue and the upstairs toilet issue and the leak has stopped. So that was the problem. It was not something under the house. We are all good now.
It wasn't your expensive sprinkler unit that you have.
No, it was actually it was the upstairs toilet. I don't even know what it was, but like it was it just you know the old joke, is your refrigerator running?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you could actually hear, like, at all times there was just the slightest sound of water running.
Did you pick up the back and actually, like, check and see any of the things?
Well, yeah, he opened up and, like, it looked normal.
Did you do that, though, before this?
Well, I didn't know it was... this guy's like, listen, you got to really listen. And I listen, and he's like, you hear that? And I was like, I do hear something. And he goes, it's not supposed to be making that noise all the time. There's, like, water constantly running here for some reason. And so whatever it was, he fixed that, and he fixed the downstairs, and then he took me out front to show me the meter, and the meter's no longer turning, so... we all good.
My man got a new flange for $1,000.
$1,600.
New flapper.
And, like, when I think about digging up everything and having to go underground and the pipes and all that, I am not complaining one bit about that one right there.
Good.
Could have got Craig to do it for $100. Get out of here. Stop. Everyone's always got a better... you ever notice that? It's like, no matter what happens, everyone's always got a better idea.
Course.
And then when it happens to them and everyone comes to them with a better idea, they're like, would you shut? Anyway, handled. Handled. Now, where were we?
Ed Wiskowski.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I started wrestling. It's always weird when you start wrestling. If I were coming along today, I would count the YWF, because I've seen a lot of weird shows in my day that count as wrestling. But if we look at when was the first time you were, like, in a ring, in an actual ring, that would have been 98. And I wrestled, you know, blind leading the blind for several years. And then one day, Tim Flowers comes up and says, hey, you want to go to Oregon with Buddy Wayne? I said, what? He goes, Buddy, he watched your match. He thinks you guys could work good together. You want to go to Oregon with him. He's got a show down there. He wants you to be his opponent. I was like, all right. And so I didn't know nothing and went down to the show with Buddy, and the butterfly effect. We got there. I think it was a nice car ride and everything, you know, talked, blah, blah, blah. And so then we get there, and it's at a bull ring. Yes, a bull ring.
They have bull rings up there.
There was a ring in the middle of a bull ring, and so we're outside.
It's a squared circle in a circle.
And you know who I think was also there was Fatu. Tonga Kid was working the show as well.
Sam Fatu?
Yes. But anyway, so, you know, we're talking about what to do for this match, and I don't know what's going on. I never did anything like this. All I did was choreograph matches with guys like Nikki Six and Craig, and he just wants to call it all in the ring, and he's going over this match, and I remember him saying... and when it's time, that was one of his favorite phrases, when it's time, because you listen to the crowd. You didn't choreograph your match and just go by the script. It was like, when it's time, you're going to make your comeback. And he goes, when it's time, I'll give you the office. And I said, okay, you'll give me the offense. And there was a long pause, and he goes, I'll give you the office. I said, what? The offense? He goes, where's the keys? He was ready to turn around and go home. I did not know the term giving me the office. And so, thankfully, he didn't turn around and go home. And we did the batch and, like, totally called in the ring. We went 20 minutes, and then the time limit expired, and then we did the five more minutes gimmick, and then I pinned him with, like, a sunset flip or something. And, like, afterwards, he was happy as a clam. And he goes, I got all these shows. You're coming with me. And so we would go, like, all over Oregon. And I don't want to be that guy, but, like, back in the day, a double shot was not Friday, Saturday. A double shot was actually two shows in a row. And, like, we'd do all these double shots. We'd work the opener on one show, and then we'd drive across town, because you could do that back then. We'd drive across town and do another show, you know, and work, like, usually not the main event, but we'd work later on in the show on the next show. So we do actual double shots. And that's when I met all of the, you know, Tough Tony Bourne was still alive. Wow. And met Playboy Buddy Rose and Ed Moretti and the Colonel, Ed Wiskowski. And they were all friends with Buddy. And so, you know, we would all go eat and hang out. And Buddy and the Colonel ended up having a wrestling school in Oregon. And I think if you know anything about, like, the 2000s, wrestling scene in the Oregon area, like the Milwaukee Elks Lodge, and there was Portland Wrestling down there on the WB Network, which I was a part of. And
you and Brian Danielson.
Brian Danielson, yep. And a lot of those matches you see during commercial breaks, Ladies' Choice, you know, those were all for the Portland Wrestling reboot on the WB in Portland. And when I was a part of that, I thought, man, this is my big break, brother. We're all going to be rich. And we weren't. But the point is, so, I got to meet everybody. And I think a lot of the guys that kind of kicked off their careers during that period, I think that a lot of them were trained by Buddy and the Colonel. And they had this little school in downtown Portland, if I recall. And sometimes we would go there, like, before or after, because we used to drive down to go do shows for Tito Carrion.
Oh, yeah?
For his lucha school. And, like, golly. I loved Tito was the nicest guy. But first off, his ring was made of, like, concrete. And, you know.
Was it a boxing ring or what was it?
That was where I first learned. I love, absolutely love lucha libre. In another life, I would be a luchador. I would do nothing but lucha libre. I would have the time of my life. You know, if my kids, you know, my kids every now and then ask about wrestling, and I don't want them to be fans, but if I did, we would be watching CMLL. Just all of the high-flying, crazy, fun, wild. And my favorite, my actual favorite style of wrestling is, like, great lucha between two great luchadors. Love it. I'd rather watch that than anything else, okay? But I learned at Tito Carrion's school, there is nothing on this planet worse than bad lucha. Like, when an American-style match or a Japanese-style match, when one of those falls apart, like, it can be funny and it can be bad, but it ain't nothing like a lucha match falling apart. And this was Tito Carrion's wrestling school, and they ran every weekend. And we drove down from Seattle to Tito's school every single weekend to work on these student shows. But, like, we didn't do lucha. It was, like, me and my buddy Nate and Vinny and you know, actually, what's his name? Davey Richards. We used to drive down with him. It is the very early beginning part of his career. We took him down to Tito Carrion's for these shows. And we do, like, American-style matches. Jeez. But then, like, everyone else was doing these lucha matches. And, oh, my God. We saw some of the most horrific matches you've ever seen in your life.
The fact that Vinny was tapped to do lucha.
He wasn't doing lucha. I was telling you, we were doing American style.
Know.
We didn't do lucha.
On lucha shows.
But,
though,
like, he was just happy that we were there having, like, decent matches. Because a lot of these matches were terrible. So anyway, the point of all of this, I don't even remember the point. But, like, sometimes before or after the show, we would go to Buddy and the Colonel to their school. And one of my favorite stories is, like, I think nowadays a lot of people have watched so much wrestling that you all get a match, kind of. Even if you've never worked, you kind of get it. So, like, the match starts, you know, the babyface gets some shine. Or as Milwaukee wrestling legend Tadger described it, the good guy's winning on you, and then the bad guy's winning on you, and then the good guy's winning on you again, and you do everything.
And then the ref F's on you.
So, like, when I first started, I didn't know any of this. You know, I didn't understand anything. So we would watch a match that we liked. Actually, at first, when I first started, Nikki Six would do this. He would like script out a match from some match that he liked, and then he would tell me what my role was, and I would memorize it. And we would go out and we would literally do a choreographed match. And I mean, they were fine. They weren't like good, but I mean, they were all right. And then after a while, you know, I started doing that with Craig, where it was like, okay, Craig, you're Vader and I'm Shawn Michaels. And I would script out the exact match that Vader and Shawn Michaels did. And I would give Craig and I the role of Vader and Shawn Michaels. He was normally Vader. And so anyway, after a while, you know, I did some of these. I was scripting out these matches and everything. What's happening here?
I don't know.
I pause it. I was scripting out these matches and everything. And that's when I figured out, oh, okay, so the babyface is winning on the heel early. Then something bad happens. Then the heel beats up the baby. Then the babyface makes a cut. And so I figured out this very, very basic psychology of a match.
Did you call it heat?
Not at that point. That was after I met Buddy and I learned about The Office and such. So anyway, that's when I first started to figure out the basic psychology of a wrestling match. But then, like, you're reading all of these newsletters and, you know, they're talking about, well, this match was good, but the psychology was all messed up. And so in the beginning, I kind of got it, but I kind of didn't. And I was like, what does that really mean? And, like, okay. So anyway, the point is, one day, we were at Buddy Rose's school with him and the Colonel. And he was going to do, like, anybody got any questions? And so I decided now's my chance. Because I'd always heard, you know who had great psychology? Playboy Buddy Rose. A master of wrestling psychology in the ring. It's all people said about him. You know, it wasn't like he was actually a really good athlete given his size, but he had great psychology. Colonel as well. So I said, Buddy, I just would like to know. I always hear about it. I kind of get the basics of it, but like, how would you explain like the psychology of a wrestling match? And there was like a long pause, and then he goes, I really don't have any idea how to answer that question. He couldn't put it into words. Like, he couldn't explain it. It was just like one of those things where, like, he just felt it and he did it, but he couldn't explain it. Now the students were there, were all paying him money, but like he couldn't explain it. So I'll never forget that. Like, golly, what an answer to that question.
Did he talk about training with Vern or anything like that?
We weren't talking about that.
He was
teaching everyone how to not die in the wrestling ring and how to try to safely work a match.
Well, that is more important there, but I mean, both him and Ed Wiskowski started in the
Yeah, we didn't
Midwest.
Talk history. We didn't yeah, talk just, history.
Now
we did talk every now and then. Like once, I won't mention any names, but I did have one person in that area hand me a thing of foil and tell me to take it to another guy. I later found out I was in the middle of a drug deal.
No kid.
Yeah, welcome to 2000 indie wrestling in Portland. But anyway, the Colonel was like, you know, he's a friendly chap and everything. He was a big dude. And eventually, you know, Playboy passed away in like 2009. And then kind of like everyone sort of went their separate ways or whatever. And he moved to, I think, Arizona.
Yes.
And, you know, me and Ed Moretti and Buddy and the Colonel, we were all like on kind of an email chain. And, like, some Portland guy would pass away, and there would be, like, a chain about it and everything. We'd all talk. But then, like, about 2010 or 11, like, I'd start getting these almost daily emails from the Colonel, and they were all forwarded political emails, okay? I have thousands of them in my email. He just would send them and forward them and forward them and forward them. And, like, I think the last one I got was about 2001. But, I mean, just for years and years. You want to hear about Obama and Trump and Hillary? Have I got some emails for you? Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom's sending silly pictures of Pac to us during the break. Look at this guy. Yes, it's true. The AEW YouTube, I guess this would be tomorrow at 7 p.m., has close-up exclusive with the Death Riders with Rene Paquette. And if you watched the Collision show this weekend, it appears that if you're wondering what in the world is the storyline with Jon Moxley and the Death Riders, it will be explained tomorrow on this show.
What?
Yeah. What his mindset as a character, and I believe as a real person, actually
is.
For
God's sakes.
Yes.
Sure.
That's what it says.
All right.
So we'll find out.
It's like Darby being pushed down the stairs by the evil Death Riders, and then it's like the next day, well, I'm going to go over to climb Mount Everest now. I don't think we need to know Jon Moxley. We know what his real feelings are. He wants AEW to be successful. He wants there to be an alternative for people. The issue is not that. The issue is him in the storyline and what his motivations are and why he's not being stopped from trying to, like, kill people with bleach and all that sort of stuff. Like, that's what needs to make sense and be explained, and they need to do that on Dynamite and Collision, not on a YouTube show.
Well, I think there's an easy explanation for this and virtually everything in AEW. And it's real. It's actually very much like Jon Moxley's storyline. It is real life, and it is also storyline.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Tony Khan is in charge of everything. I've said this before. Whatever you like or don't like, it all comes down to Tony. That's real life. But in storyline, the Tony Khan character is an absolute, complete, and total maniac who just wants insanity and chaos at all times.
Then make that part of the storyline.
It is. You watch the show. Hey, I'm out of here. I'll be back in an hour with Tom. Yes, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Filthy Tom Lawler for subscribers. And later on tonight, Wrestling Observer Radio. Check it out. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.